I am eager to get to this next one, so let me not waste any time. We are joined by the head football coach at Nevada. He is entering his fourth season with the Wolfpack, led Nevada to 7 wins and their first ever road win over a top 25 team last season, led Nevada to back-to-back bowl games, coached in a BCS championship game and the Super Bowl. An amazing resume. Jay Norvell is my guest. Jay, it's really good to have you on the show. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing great, Jim. Hey, first, I got to pay you respect, my friend. You've been making me laugh in my car for 25 years. I love your show. And your nickname, Vance Mack, it's the best nickname in sports radio. And I can't believe we're about the same age. You know, when I started listening to you, you were a young pimp, and now you're definitely an OG, man. I just want to pay my respects to you.
Can I say, Coach, first of all, not only am I humbled, but this is already my favorite interview ever, and I haven't even asked you a question other than how you doing now. Jay Norvell is my guest. That is awesome, Jay. Sincerely, I mean that. I truly respect you, and I was really eager to talk to you about your background and your resume and your journey, so that means a lot to me, Jay. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
All right, so earlier this month, the team released a video where black players and members of the staff, I want to jump right into this, talked about some of the painful experiences they've had with racism, and white players made it clear that they stand with their teammates and that black lives matter. Let me start right there, Jay. What did that video mean to you?
I tell you, I've never been prouder of a bunch of kids, and it was a process, you know. After the George Floyd murder, it was a really emotional time for everybody in our country, you know, I think we all did a lot of soul searching. And over the weekend after that happened, that week, I got up on Monday morning and I wrote a personal statement. You know, and I'm one of 14 black coaches in Division I football, and I've waited a long time to have my opportunity to be a head coach. And I just wrote for my personal experiences, and I really did it for my team and my kids. Talked about my parents and my grandparents and the struggles they went through. Talked about the stories my dad told me growing up about how I always had to be twice as good as everybody else to get the job, to get the position. And so I just had a real emotional meeting with my team. I read the statement to them. I released it. And we had some really emotional, for about 2 weeks, all we did was talk about our personal feelings and didn't even talk ball. We did a lot of team meetings, and we had about a two-hour team meeting where players and coaches both talked. And one of the things I found is we had a lot of black players that were mad at some of their white teammates. And I felt like they needed to talk it out. And then we had a lot of white kids that didn't understand what their teammates had gone through. We had some amazing talks from players, black and white. And we have a coach on our staff, Eric Scott, who grew up in South Central. He was a teenager in 92 after the Rodney King riots, you know, and he had tanks going through his neighborhood. And he told his personal experiences how when he went to school, his mother prayed for him and his brothers every morning before they left. And she was just praying that they would come home that night safe. And so I just don't think a lot of people understand what it's like being black in America. And I think it's really important to listen to personal stories. I think that's probably the most meaningful thing that's come out of this. And, you know, I'm in my 50s. I think this is the biggest opportunity in my lifetime for us all to make a real difference on this issue. And so the kids put out a petition. Number one, we had a white player, a young freshman player who's never played, put a petition together for everybody to sign to bring back Colin Kaepernick's image to campus. Now, Colin has pictures here, but not like the average person that walked on this campus wouldn't know Colin went to school here. And I was very impressed with that. It was very thoughtful. And then the kids asked me to do a part in their video. And the video talk, it was our black players talking about their own personal experiences, and then many of our white players showing their support for them. And I was never so proud of a bunch of kids, especially being their head coach, than that in my whole career.
Jay Norvell is my guest. I'm so glad you and I are having this conversation. Jay, I know you're not going to make it about you, but you did mention that you were one of 14 black head coaches in FBS. I want to make this clear, too. You were an assistant coach for 31 years. Before yep. you were named head coach at Nevada. Your resume is incredible. You played for Hayden Fry at Iowa. You coached under guys like Barry Alvarez and Bob Stoops. You were at Oklahoma, Wisconsin, yep. Texas, Nebraska, and more. You were with the Colts and the Raiders, yet you yep. did not get a head coaching opportunity until you were 53. Again, I know this is not about you, but what was that like for you to have to wait that long and endure that?
You know, one of the things I did an air raid clinic last weekend, and I was talking about my background, and I've been at 11 different universities, and, you know, God blessed me and put me at the University of Iowa. I played for Hayden Fry, but I was around, you know, Hall of Fame coaches on our staff, Bill Snyder, who went to Kansas State, Barry Alvarez, Dan McCarney, Kurt Ferentz, who's the all-time leading coach, a winning coach at Iowa now. They were all my assistants. And then I played with all the Stoops brothers, Bob, Mike, and Mark. But I coached at 11 different universities as an assistant. But I also had 6 years in the NFL, and I was with Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison with the Colts. I coached Marvin Harrison, who went on to the Hall of Fame. And then I went to the Super Bowl with the Raiders. But in professional football, the most important thing I learned was being a pro. And you take a lot of pride when you're at the top level with the best people in your profession, and being a pro to me means waking up every morning and being your very best, regardless of the circumstances, whether you're down, whether you don't feel good, whether you have problems and, you know, with somebody ill in your family. You got to perform when you're at that level every day, and I just tried to do that, and I had some really good friends. Bruce Arians, who's now the head coach at Tampa, he didn't get to be a head coach till very late in his career. You know, I grew up in the state of Wisconsin, and shout out to all my boys back there in Wisconsin. But, you know, Vince Lombardi didn't get to be a head coach till later in his career. And so I just kept the faith and tried to be a pro. And, you know, it was a blessing that the University of Nevada gave me my opportunity.
Jay Norvell is my guest. I'm glad you mentioned that you grew up in the state of Wisconsin. You know, we sent our oldest son, Jake, he just finished up his first year at the University of Wisconsin. You know, Jay, I actually bought some real estate in Eagle River, Wisconsin. What am I in for?
What's that, Jim? I didn't hear you.
I bought some real estate in the northern part of the state of Wisconsin in Eagle River. I really don't even know that much about it, but I've got a house there now. What am I in for? Is that something a California native is going to be all right with?
You'll be good. Hold on to it, man. It's God's country. You know, I got a lot of buddies. I told my buddies that I was going to be speaking, and they told me about your son going to school up there. But it's up around the Fox River Valley, and it's a lot of history there. It's a great place to grow up. And my dad played at Wisconsin, and he went to Wisconsin in 59, and he was a quarterback from Southern Illinois. And he chose Wisconsin because they were one of the first schools that were playing black athletes at that time. And so very proud to be from Wisconsin. Some of my closest friends are there, and they're listening to this right now, and they helped shape my life.
Jay Norvell is my guest. I'm so glad we got into that, too. Jay, last season you told the Undefeated that you feel a certain sense of responsibility. I want to read this quote. "I want to do well. I want to be successful. I want to give the right example. When somebody of color has success as a head coach, certainly people who hire look at that and say, oh, maybe there's more guys out there who we need to give an opportunity to. It's important. I think college football is missing out on a lot of really quality people," end quote. So how do you go about approaching that role and that responsibility that you have?
Well, we gotta grow the opportunities in the profession. And I do. I feel like I have a responsibility. I've always felt that way in coaching. You know, I've coached in a lot of great places like, you know, the Raiders and Oklahoma and the Indianapolis Colts. And I've always felt a responsibility to the people before me that were at those places. And my father was an athletic director at Michigan State. He was the first African-American athletic director there. So I've been trained the right way. I've had great examples and mentoring. But there are thousands of people like me that are very quality coaches with great experience that deserve an opportunity. And, you know, we have to do a better job of recognizing those guys and giving those guys an opportunity. I interviewed my first head coaching interview was in the late 90s at Bowling Green. And I was a finalist with Urban Meyer. And I always wondered, you know, if I would have got that job, if my career could have turned out like his as a head coach. But you never look behind. You always look ahead. And I'm blessed to be here at Nevada, and we're pouring all this great experience into this university.
I'm going to say that it would have ended up like that. That's a fascinating concept. You know, Jay, I could fire about 20 more questions at you. I wish I had the time for that, but since you mentioned Nevada, I want to ask you this. Eric Musselman is a good friend of mine. He and I go way back. We both actually came up together, and the three of us, as you mentioned, are about the same age. When he was in Nevada, he would talk about how it was sometimes challenging to recruit guys to Reno. From the outside, it would seem like you were building a really, really strong program. How have you gone about identifying and recruiting talent there?
Oh, gosh, we feel like we're sitting on a gold mine, Jim. I mean, we're obviously in the northwest corner of the state of Nevada. We're 3 hours from the Bay Area. We get a lot of kids from Oakland and San Francisco area, Sacramento, but huge in the Central Valley, Bakersfield, Stockton, all that area is really huge for us. And then we get probably 60% of our roster is Southern California. You know, L.A., San Diego, the greater Los Angeles area. We love those kids. Also, Arizona and Texas. I spent a lot of time at Oklahoma and Texas. We got deep recruiting ties there. And so it's a great place. As you know, it's a tourist town, the biggest little city in the world. We also have a great history of integration here. You know, we were integrated in the 40s. Sherman Howard and Albert Tabor were one of the first black athletes to integrate here at Nevada, and they went across the country. We were the first black athlete to play a collegiate football game in the state of Oklahoma was from the University of Nevada in the 40s, and well before most of the country. Obviously, Colin Kaepernick is a graduate of ours, a guy that's really made an impact on the world with his courage to stand up for what he believed in. So we're very proud. Marion Motley, Hall of Fame running back from the Cleveland Browns, helped break the color barrier in the National Football League, is from Nevada. So we've got a very proud history, and we've had tremendous success recruiting. And we're eating it up right now, and we're going 100 miles an hour, so we're not stopping. But we got a lot to sell here, and we're really excited about playing ball this fall.
I'm sold. He is the head football coach in Nevada, entering his fourth season with the Wolfpack, and once again led Nevada to 7 wins and their first ever road win over a top 25 team last season. He has coached in a BCS championship game and the Super Bowl. And now a jungle run. Jay, can't tell you how much I appreciate you, how much I respect you, how happy I am that you and I finally had that conversation. We should have done much sooner. Let's be sure we do it again really soon.
Oh, you can count on it, Jim. We're going to send you some gear. We'll send you some Wolfpack gear.
I'd love that. I'm going to rock that. I'll represent for sure. But Jay, great to have you. Thanks so much. And I'll look forward to the gear.
Thanks, Jim.
Have a great day. Jay Norvell. God, that was so good. So good. What a resume.